Andrew Bensley is back online. Andrew, very interesting barrier draw in the Doncaster Mile with many of the leading chances drawing wide.
Yeah, they certainly were, Jace, as you mentioned. Hello, Crown there, coming up with Barrier 23. And James Cummings is joining us on Sky Sports Radio as we talk about the race. Morning or good afternoon to you, James.
Good afternoon, Andrew, and thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for taking it short notice. Were you watching or listening to it?
Yeah, I was there. I saw it all unfold. No. Pulled out by the stewards, and he's drawn 23, but will come into 20 because it's highly unlikely that the fourth emergency would get a start.
What are the options from out that way, James?
Well, I know the master trainer at Randwick says that these barriers are like your parents, aren't they? So I think that my jockey was successful in navigating a path from an extreme wide alley in the Golden Slipper. So ironic that we've got Tommy Berry for Hallowed Crown in the same scenario.
Yeah, you have. I guess you just leave it up to him and what happens with the weather and things like that. The weather aspect with Hallowed Crown, I know it's quite ironic we're discussing the weather because I reckon you rang me a couple of Sundays ago and said the long-term forecast is for rain the week of the Doncaster. We're going to blame you?
Well, you know, you've got to have some things go your way. And as far as the barrier is concerned, he's drawn, interesting to see that he's drawn near horses that will have every opportunity of bringing him into the race. I mean, yep. Real Impact likes to take a forward position. It'll come into 18. There's horses there like Royal Descent and Diamond Drill that have been running on strongly their last few. And Sacred Falls has a tendency to get back, but he loves the Randwick Mile. He's going to stoke up late. He's going to get going. Even with the 58, I'm sure he's going to put in a big effort. So they've all drawn nearby, but you could obviously conclude that the horse's advantage by the draw are horses like Plucky Bell, who's last start Coolmore winner, who's drawn, comes in a 9, Arabian Gold, who remains in 5, and it somewhat is drawn nicely, coming out of weight for age, even Happy Trails coming back from the Australian Cup. So those four horses have drawn well, but it's not... not to say that I haven't drawn near horses that have the opportunity to drag me right into the race and be as competitive as he has been.
Mm-hmm. And just for people that are unaware, Hallowed Crown won the kindergartens, a 2-year-old and a heavy 9, and won the Run to the Rose on a heavy 9. So that weather aspect shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, he loves it. Look, he's got an unblemished record at slow to heavy going. So that is only going to be a hindrance to the opposition. And he's very fleet-footed and a very balanced colt. He's got every, you know, he gives himself every opportunity to get through the going, and that's why his record is the way it is.
And his work's been good since he's placing in the Rose Hill Guineas, James.
Well, I'm just glad to see him work so well this morning because it offsets the disappointment of drawing out in 20.
And Tommy's been on.
Yeah, he had a little trot and canter of the horse through the week, and he was very pleased with the horse. He's extremely excited. He's going to suit the horse. We've got no doubt about that, and it's a pleasure to have him on at 52 kilos. I really think that there's plenty of conditions and there's plenty of things in my favour going into the race.
Yeah. Who's your main threat?
Yeah. Look, I would say that you can't take anything away from the Japanese horse, Real Impact. He seems to be able to make his own luck. He can absorb plenty of pressure from up on top of the speed. He can be set alight a long way from home, and he can keep kicking. Interesting that the horse that nearly beat him home isn't going to run a race. He had a barrier trial here this morning, and he heads straight to the Queen Elizabeth, which is Criterion.
Yep.
I can't remember the last time a second place getter from the rider didn't press onto the Doncaster. So, you know, obviously that form's going to hold up, but I'm sure it will. You know, Hook didn't run too badly there, and he runs better races at Randwick. He's going to be putting in a big effort. Arabian Gold trialled particularly well at Warwick Farm. You know, David will make sure the horse is only starting if it's foot 100%. But I'm sure, you know, even with the rain around, that's going to help a horse with a similar condition. And funnily enough, Real Impact went into the rider with a foot condition and still won. I would also have respect for Royal Descent. We've mentioned Diamond Drill and we've mentioned Sacred Falls.
Yeah, you've mentioned a few there. What about the Derby, Ruling Dynasty, Barrier 4 in this field of 10? What about its chances?
Yeah, look, he's going to be taking up a much more forward position in the Derby this weekend. He steps to a mile and a half for the first time. He has won at 2100 at Gosford, and he was able to make two runs. He seems to be able to relax at the right time and really pick up when he's required. There's no doubt that they were able to out-sprint him from the 3 to the 2 there in the in the Tullock on the weekend. And I couldn't help but be impressed by Hiraki. You know, he was winner on debut at 1400. He's by reset. He's coming good at the right time. He shows a good turn of foot. But, you know, maybe he's going to find it a little bit difficult to get into a nice spot from barrier 9, whereas he drew the plum barrier on Saturday to win the group 2 in the Tullock. And James McDonald knows that he needs to get that horse to switch off at a mile and a half, and my horse can just cruise across and be right on top of the speed, which is his preference and his running style, and be finishing off just as good as he did last week to hopefully grind out a very, very competitive finish in the Derby.
Well, mate, we thank you for joining us after the barriers. There'll be a lot of discussion, just like there was with Vancouver, and the favourite was able to do it in the slipper. It's probably going to be the same with Hallowed Crown.
Yeah, that's right. You know, back in the spring, we drew a wide second of wide barrier in the Golden Rose, and Bring the Maid, which is Peter Moody's filly, was just backed right into favouritism, and Hallowed Crown was nearly the forgotten horse, and he was able to overcome it. He avoided the traffic, and he won the race. So interesting to hear the thoughts of Glenn Munsey that the favouritism for the colt remain unchanged. So yep. Perhaps punters have learned their lesson. I hope they're right. Leaving him where they've left him.
Exactly. Good on you, James. We'll talk to you during the week.
Okay. Thanks for having
Best
me.
Best of luck. All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much to James Cummings for joining us, with Hallowed Crown remaining the favourite at $4.60 with tab.com.au. Andrew, we'll come back and chat more in just a moment. We're off to...